Cumulus Media Station. Possible side effects include loss of scalp and penis.
Salt Lake Soundcheck.
If it's local,
if it rocks, it's on K-Bear 101.
Salt Lake Soundcheck.
K-Bear 101.
Now standing at the center ground, the sky is pressing down. I can't breathe. The sky is pressing down. I can't breathe. The sky is pressing down.
Check on K-Bear 101, your local music for 1 hour every Sunday night at 10 o'clock right here on K-Bear 101. I will be your big, bald, bearded, and beautiful host, Corky, for tonight's show. Yes! Right, guys? Come on.
Yeah.
You're going to agree with me on that.
You are big, bald, bearded, and beautiful, I will say that.
Is that, do you really think like that, or are you just saying
you're
that?
You're majestic like a narwhal.
Is he paying you under the table?
What's a narwhal? Is that like a walrus?
It's like a horny walrus.
A horny walrus. There you go.
Technically, that's right.
Well, all right. I guess I should include horny walrus in there. Is it with a horn on it?
Yeah, a giant. It's like a unicorn. But with a walrus body.
It's a sea unicorn.
A narwhal. Where did you come up with narwhal?
That's what they're called.
I don't know. I could have come up with.
Well, something. I know they're called that, but where did that come up in your mind?
There's a reason he's wearing a hard hat.
Yeah, and well, I eat applesauce.
Let's explain what's going on here. Berlin Breaks is in the studio tonight. We just heard Berlin Breaks. The song was called "I Can't Breathe." We're talking with Berlin Breaks right now. Dustin, Jordan, and Brandon are here.
And Trevor is on his way back.
Well,
from Las
Trevor
Vegas.
Just came. He was at Las Rages. I saw his videos, and he's having a great time, I'm sure.
Oh yeah.
And he's heading back now, but I guess he's in the plane right now. So, he probably won't make it. He probably gets in pretty late.
That's okay. Nobody wants to hear from him anyways.
No one wants to hear from the drummer? Is that what you're saying?
That's why they play so loud.
Yeah, that's why they play so loud. It's psychology.
They're the backbone of the band, pretty much. They keep the band going.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's until the bass player.
Until the bass player comes in. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Never mind the guy talking's a bass player.
Yeah. Let's go around the room and introduce yourselves and tell us what you do in the band and tell us your favorite, mythical creature.
For real?
Let's go around. You want to start, Jordan?
Yeah, I'm Jordan. I'm the vocalist for Berlin Breaks, and really my favorite mythical creature.
Quicha? Quicha? It's the Quicha.
Hell.
Hell? Oh, you don't know.
I'm going to go with a narwhal.
You couldn't think of any mythical creatures, like a unicorn.
There's not a whole hell of a lot of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course there is.
Okay, Bigfoot.
My name's Dustin. I play bass, and my favorite mythical creature.
I changed my mind. It's Bigfoot.
Oh, Bigfoot. Okay, good.
He's
good.
Not mythical.
He's real. Have you caught him? Have you saw him?
I don't want to talk about it.
A narwhal is not mythical. That's real.
It's a whale.
Okay.
Anyways.
I'm Brandon. I play guitar.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to go with a minotaur.
Ooh. Yeah. And what is that?
I don't know.
Okay.
It was on that movie.
It was a bull man. A bull.
Oh, that's right.
It was the horse.
No, it's a horse bull man. Horse,
I think it's like an F-150.
Oh, is that Pegasus? We gotta get into this stuff.
We need to Google.
Who's the horseman?
That's the guy off Mortal Kombat. What's his Goro?
Who's horseman? No, horse you know the horse body with the man top.
Yeah, Goro.
No.
That's Scarlet
Kyle.
Rain.
You're talking about Kyle.
We'll figure that out. And if you guys seriously want us to know what's going on with the mythical creatures, go ahead and text us in.
Please
tell us your favorite mythical creature. Or tell us what that horse and man thing is.
Yeah,
Goro.
It's not Goro.
It's Kyle. He has a name.
Go ahead and text in 801-570-KBER if you have any questions for the band or if you want to talk about your mythical creatures, because that's what we're starting to talk about right now. Forget about the music. It's all about mythical creatures. Also, we'll have soundcheck shout-outs. That's local musicians having birthdays. And also Corky's mom's to-do list. That's right. My mom makes a list of things for me to do this week, and I'm going to do it, damn it.
Hi, Corky's mom.
Because I don't want to disappoint my mom. But right now, we got some new, not new music, but you guys are working on new singles right now.
Yeah.
You have a big show coming up. It's Unplugged on Friday night at the Pale Horse Saloon. Or Pale Horse Saloon.
Pale Horse Sound Studios.
Oh my gosh, Pale Horse Sound.
It's not a saloon as much as it
would. I call it the saloon.
It would be cool if it was. Greg, if you're listening.
Pale Horse Saloon, baby. Pale Horse Sound. It's over in Sugar House, off 1100 East.
Yeah, 1989.
Right across from Sugar House Pub.
East and
1300. No, wait. It's off 21st.
It's 21st, like 1900 South.
Anyway,
and you're playing with Nate. Now tell me his last name.
Thoreault.
Okay. We don't know.
Sorry, Nate.
Hey, it's a guy named Nate. And it's a hard name hard to pronounce.
I think he's from guys like Rocket, so yeah.
Well, we're going to get to some more music from you guys and find out more about what's going on with you. But right now, I want to play another band that's playing on Saturday night, and they're playing at Ice House with Sounding Stone. This is Opal Hill Drive.
Yay!
With Bad Girls, right here on the Salt Lake Soundcheck. K-Bear, 101.
Playing the best indigenous rock for more than a decade. Salt Lake Soundcheck, Utah's local rock station. K-Bear 101.
The bad girls make the lovers
bad girls make the lovers. Yes, they do. Bad Girls Make Good Lovers right here on the Salt Lake Soundcheck, K-Bear 101. Got Berlin Breaks in the studio tonight, and I need to thank Outlaw Distillery for being our sponsor for the show. Outlaw Distillery is located at 552 West, 8360 South, outlawdistillery.com. Go check them out.
Good stuff.
They've got some white whiskey. They've got the bourbon whiskey. They've got the moonshine.
Oh, no.
They've got the rum. They've got the spiced rum. And they've got the coffee rum. Mm.
You can do that?
He did it.
Coffee
they did it.
With rum?
It has badass coffee in it. From here, from down the street here. Yeah.
But why is the rum gone?
Well, that's definitely the worst direction I've ever had.
And that was Opal Hill Drive with Bad Girls. They're playing Saturday night at Ice House. But Berlin Breaks playing Friday night at the newly named Pale Horse Saloon. No, Pale Horse Sound. Sorry, Greg Downs.
We love you, Greg.
It's Greg's studio.
Yeah.
And it's a great place. I went to go see Morgan Whitney last time.
Yeah.
It was about a month ago, maybe 3 weeks ago or so. But
it is so awesome. It kind of
it's a cool vibe. It's like only like about 100 people, maybe less.
No
less than that.
Maximum, it's like 50 people.
50 yeah. people. So,
unless you do lap seating.
Oh, can I do that?
I don't know.
You're going to be on stage. I was going to say, with you, can I do that with you? No, but you won't let me.
You fit on bottom.
Can I be?
That's all I want to know.
You fit on everybody's lap.
So, yeah, get your tickets now. How do they get tickets? Go through you guys, or do we go
No, you want to go through the Facebook link for it, and you can buy the tickets directly from there. So we've shared it a bunch of times for our individual pages, to the band page,
right.
If you look up. Sound or Pale Horse Sound, it's on there. I think there's actually a link on Instagram.
If you go to Pale Horse
well
Sound
too.
Direct on their website,
or Berlin Breaks, Facebook page, you'll have a link.
But you want to buy them before the show. This isn't like a show that you go and buy tickets at the door. It's you get it.
You get them when you can.
Yeah,
you got to get them early.
And
tickets are $13. You want to get them now.
Get them now. Get them now because
it's a recording studio, not a venue.
It's not a venue. It's not a venue, so it's a cool vibe. You'll be playing Unplugged. It'll be acoustic that night. And you're going to play some songs somewhat acoustic tonight. Dustin has got his bass plugged in, but of course, you know, you don't have your acoustic bass, but that's fine. Do you have
judging
one?
Judging me
Do
now?
You have one?
You're just going to hit me with that.
Well, acoustic, right, man. Acoustic's not a electric bass.
That's why you're wearing the hard hat.
Yeah, you got the hard hat on.
We thought this out.
I have no witty retort for this.
So this song you're going to play a song right now live. And not right now. Wait till I say. But go. This song was the most played song of 2017.
Woot woot.
Yep, that's right. On the sound check at least.
Yeah.
It was also the most played song in America. Let's just be straight about that. Just nobody happened to be listening.
Right. Tell us about this song, We Come Alive.
Well, we recorded this song at Pale Horse Sound with a vocalist that shall not be named. And his name is McKay.
He
was with us for a short time.
And it was in transition time.
It was a very transitional time.
Before Jordan came in, right.
Right. But this is kind of a break into a new type of element for us. So,
well, let's go ahead and hear that. It is We Come Alive right here on the Salt Lake Soundcheck, K-Bear 101.
Still she lingers, always reliving a memory. No escape for one bearing a heart so heavy. We draw lines in the sand. No more fear of running while blood collects on our hands from fighting with the wounds. We come alive like the lion rising from the ashes, racing ahead towards the blinding light, silhouetted In the storm she's clouded by her pain. Look in her eyes so distant. It's clear she's lost her way. No more time left to regret. Apparitions from the past that have haunted ourselves and kept us from finding peace. We come alive like the lion rising from the ashes, racing ahead towards the blinding light. No more shadows to hide our faces from the sun. We come alive, we come alive, like the fire we become. Supply delight. No more shadows to hide our faces from the sun. We come alive, we come alive, like the fire we become, like the fire.
All right, Berlin Breaks, we come alive right here on the Salt Lake Soundcheck, Cape Air 101. How did the hat feel while you were playing that song there,
Dustin?
Really
hot under this.
It's a hell of a lot better than the hat you gave me. It's like an ice cream-sized bowl hat, and yeah. I got a small head.
It's the Chicago Cubs baseball hat. Yeah, why not? Why not wear that?
Well, I tried.
I know, and it fell off.
It fell off.
Too big.
A strap for you or something like that. It was too big.
We're not gluing it.
Well, good. Well, we'll see. I'm sure we'll hear that song on Friday night at Pale Horse Sound.
Definitely.
And get your tickets now before they're gone, because it doesn't take very long to get sold out.
No, it's a super intimate show.
It's going to be slam-packed full. Go check out Facebook Live on Corky on Air on Facebook if you'd like to see the performance of Berlin Breaks right here in the studio.
Brando and a sombrero.
Give us a text message if you'd like to ask a question. I think we have some coming in,
very,
you guys.
Very fitting.
Oh, really?
Do you want to hear some questions?
Of course.
Yes.
Yeah, let's get it.
Okay.
Answering them may be different.
Oh, T-Rex has landed and is back in good old Salt Lake City, just so you guys know.
Oh, good.
He's
alive.
He says the Corkster is the greatest mythical creature of them all, besides the Kraken.
I don't know. I still say narwhal.
Yeah.
That's not mythical. That's real.
It's a real
deal.
It's
a real thing.
Mr. Nick Johnson asks, when will Berlin Breaks play acoustic with Nick Johnson?
Ooh.
Well, we're never going to play acoustic with you because we don't...
He makes us look bad.
Yeah, exactly.
He makes us look
awful.
We value
our self-esteem, Nick.
So I'll do it because I'm used to Nick showing me up left and right.
Uh-huh.
So
you're obviously much more comfortable.
I'm cool with it. I'm not wearing a hard hat now, am I? So as soon as Nick wants to line up an acoustic show, we'll make that happen.
Okay, you're down then.
I'm definitely down.
All right. I can see it happening right now. Also, he wants to know, how did Jordan Young become the singer of Berlin Breaks?
By accident.
He showed up one day.
That's pretty much everybody in the band.
Were you in the right place at the right time? Is that what it was?
Well, so what happened is, I mean, I'm sure there's a lot more to it, but like from my end of how it all kind of boiled down is I got a text message from Trevor, And he's like, are you interested in auditioning?
Because you were doing solo stuff as Young Apollo.
Of course. And I'm still doing that.
Yeah.
And so I was like, meh. You know? I think that's exactly what I said in text, too. Like, sure, M-E-H is meh. Yeah. And so he's like, is that a yes or no? And I was like, yeah, I'll do it. Give me a date. Rolled through. And I was super stoked on it, but I had to play it cool, right? Because I kind of looked up to these dudes. Now I don't, but...
Yeah. So, now that you know, I'm right.
It's easy to lose face with us.
And so like, I know, I just went and auditioned, and they had their little meeting, and I stood in the basement waiting to hear, and then they're like, we'll do another audition. I was like, okay. And so that's...
We actually were going to interview? Yeah,
audition?
Well, audition. Yeah, uh-huh. Sorry. You didn't wear a suit at all.
Oh, my goodness. You had a dress for the job you want, man.
Didn't even have a resume. No, we actually were going to have him audition about a year prior when Richard left the band.
Yeah.
But scheduling just didn't work out. There was some other stuff. Mm-hmm. And then eventually, our paths crossed again, and well, here we are.
It happened. And you've been how long now? Has it been about a year?
October last year.
Yeah. Okay. Wow. It seems like you've been.
I know. We've been kind of.
It's only been like 6 or 7 months, but yeah.
Working pretty hard in the last couple months, and
well, that's good. That's good. Good. Yeah. All right, it's time, you guys. You guys know what to do during this segment, right?
Say happy birthday.
Yeah, well, now you say happy birthday. You say happy soundcheck shout out. Remember that?
All right. Birthday.
All right, here we go. This is for local musicians who have birthdays, too, and it's brought to you by Outlaw Distillery, 552 West, 8360 South, outlawdistillery.com. They have tours and tastings Tuesday through Saturday, so make sure to check that out. And these local musicians, they're people just like us, like me.
You're technically a mythical
Dustin.
Creature.
But we call them the Corkster, the mythical creature called Corkster. Half horse's ass and...
Half narwhal.
Narwhal. Our first local musician having a birthday this week is Kyle Sampedri from Zamtrip. Kyle... Happy soundcheck shout out. Christopher Davis from Sugarbone. Christopher, happy soundcheck shout out. I don't know why we did that all lower. I don't know why we did that. Did I lead that way?
Well, okay, you do a soprano.
He's got a really low voice. That's why I kind of did it that way. He's got a really bassy voice.
Okay, well, I'll do bass. You do bass.
Okay, you must all do it. Harmonize. It's the last one here. All right. Ready? I don't know if I can do it. Jonathan from The Crew. It used to be Johnny K in The Crew.
Yeah.
I can't say his last name, so I'm just going to say Jonathan from The Crew. Jonathan, happy soundcheck shout out. There we go. That's pretty good. I don't know. We got to work on it. All right. We'll be back with more music from Zamtrip and Berlin Breaks and The Crew. It is the Salt Lake Soundcheck on K-Bear 101. K-Bear!
Outlaw Distillery, locally owned and operated. Outlaw Distillery creates their spirits with personal care. Come tour the distillery, pick up a bottle at your local store, and visit outlawdistillery.com.
Outlaw Distillery. So choice, it's criminal.
Hard rock? Good. Because that's all we've got. K-Bear 101. The Salt Lake Soundcheck.
Press 1.
Playing as many of the best local artists as we can until they kick us out.
Oh, come on! Where's your balls?
On K-Bear 101.
It's only you and me, and I'll never tell. But it feels like heaven when you're ringing my bell. Banging like a drum while you're screaming along. This is the sound of a backseat love song. Love song. Love song. Love song. This is the sound of a backseat love song.
Zamtrip, backseat love song right here in the Salt Lake Soundcheck, K-Bear 101. And a happy soundcheck shout out to Kyle. having a birthday this week. And you guys are playing with, Berlin Breaks is playing with Zamtrip this Saturday.
Yes. In Rock Springs, Wyoming, at a place there. Yeah.
It's a train station.
It's the train station or whatever.
Yeah, it's a... It's going to be a good time.
What's it called?
I think it's actually, no, I'm looking at it right now, but it's actually,
but this one's actually like a,
it's all age, but they like will have type? Alcohol available for,
oh, okay, that's good.
Everybody up there as well.
But
well,
yeah, we're playing with Zamtrip.
You don't take a break.
So
you just
we're
keep
at,
playing.
It's called the Freight Station.
The Freight Station. In Wyoming, Rock Springs.
Yeah, so okay. It's 603 South Main Street.
Okay. So you'll be there Saturday. If you can't make it to Rock Springs on Saturday, just come to on Friday. Yeah. To the Pale Horse Sound, and see an acoustic unplugged show for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
Because you guys will be there.
I don't know.
Playing.
I'm nodding when I'm on the radio.
You guys have also done a Cranberries cover of Zombie, and that was done before before the singer passed away.
Is we started playing that like a week before Dolores.
No, 2 days before Dolores passed away.
That's right.
Leatherheads.
Was it Leatherheads?
Friday, and I think she passed away that Sunday.
But you're going to do a video for that song, I hear.
Yeah, so our buddy Pasha really, really liked the song. He was like, I think we really need to just, the way you guys do it, he's all, I really enjoy how you guys have kind of incorporated your own style into it, which is kind of just what happens when a band plays another band's song in general. But he really wants to kind of put that out there in video format, so we're working on that now. Tossing some ideas around and whatnot.
Record the song, do the video,
and then hit up Bad Wolves and be like, "So,
who's better? Who's better, Bad Wolves? you want a challenge? A face off? A tune off?
Those guys are way bigger than me.
She was going to sing on your guys' version, but we have a bass player."
I'm pretty sure they have a bass player.
Shut
too.
Shut up.
Are you feeling left out, Dustin? I mean,
well,
do you feel
turned me down.
I did
on the switchboard.
Well, I did. I had to turn you down a little bit.
Do
you were
we
little,
have a bass player.
You were loud. So I asked you why are you even here? The song was could have been done without you.
Ouch.
I know when I'm not watching.
You realize I have to do damage control after
know,
this quote.
No, I am totally kidding. We talked about it off the air, and
it's
you were fine with it.
I'm hiding real pain.
Well, I won't turn you down as much this time. You have a live song you want to play for us right now, and it's called Comfortably Blind, which doesn't sound very comfortable to me. I don't know about you guys.
Obviously never been blind.
And I don't want to be, and I'm knocking on wood.
Marriott.
Right. What's this song all about?
Oh, geez. So, it's...
You love talking about songs, don't you?
Yeah, because, well, I mean, here's the thing. When you write a song, you write it for your own purpose, and anybody's going to take it in their own way. So me telling you what it's about is more or less kind of denying what it is to you.
But don't tell me.
Okay.
Don't tell me.
Sounds good.
Let's just listen to it and figure it out for ourselves. It is Comfortably Blind by Berlin Breaks right here on the Salt Lake Soundcheck, K-Bear 101.
In my mind, counting seconds as they unwind, and growing older, time is never slower. It keeps pulling at my strings again, pushing me to begin. I don't think I quite comprehend, but I'm fine, comfortably blind. Only seeing the things that I wanna see. Never mind the bigger picture if it's not right in front of me. Yeah. If it's not in front of me. Yeah. Oh. With every step I take, I'm growing colder. With every move I make, it's never closer. But every choice I make, it leads right back to you. But I'm fine, comfortably flying, only seeing the things that I wanna see. Never mind the bigger picture, if it's not right in front of me. I'm fine, comfortably flying, only seeing the things that I wanna see. Never mind the bigger picture, if it's not right in front of me. In front of me. Every step I take, I'm growing colder. With every move I make, it's never closer. But every choice I make, it leads right back to you. Flying, only seeing the things that I want to see. Never mind the bigger picture, if it's not right in front of me. I'm fine, comfortably flying, only seeing the things that I want to see. Never mind the bigger picture, if it's not right in front of me.
All right, Comfortably Blind right here on the Salt Lake Soundcheck by Berlin Breaks, everybody. Go check it out. Go check them out at Hellhorse Sound this Friday.
Yeah. Friday.
Get your tickets on Hellhorse Sound or Berlin Breaks.
Yeah, so the Facebook links, hop on. If you don't already follow us on Facebook, hop on there and just go to the link for that. Buy the tickets straight off that.
All right, guys, it's time. Corky's mom's to-do list. That's right. My mom makes a list of things for me to do this week, and I'm going to do it.
You don't want to make her mad.
Don't want to make her mad or disappoint her, because she knows what to do. She's pretty hip on the scene, man. So
I've met her. She's pretty awesome.
She's pretty awesome. Well, hopefully you guys are on the list. I haven't checked it yet. I'm opening it up right now. What's that? What'd you say? All right. On Friday at Pale Horse Sound, Berlin Breaks Unplugged with Nate Thrall. It's French or something. I don't know how to say it. It's Nate.
Nate.
Ask Alexa.
I am so sorry, Nate.
Sorry, Nate. So sorry, Nate.
He's part of the band Skies Like Rockets.
Skies Like Rockets. Okay, let's make sure we get that right.
Nate from Skies Like Rockets.
That's much easier for me.
Nate from Skies Like Rockets will be there performing solo. Is it solo or is it?
Yeah, it's
okay.
Just him.
It's just, okay. All right. Well, I guess we're going to find out when we get there, right? On Friday.
Find out.
I've listened to some of those.
And we'll also find out how to say his last name.
Yes. We'll find that out, too. We'll find out everything on Friday night. All the answers we have or questions we have will be answered. All right. And then on Saturday at the Ice House, Opal Hill Drive and Sounding Stone. And then also, if you're in Rock Springs or you want to take a road trip up to Rock Springs, Saturday, Berlin Breaks with Zam Trip, and it's going to be at the freight station or something like that.
Yep.
It's going to be amazing.
Yeah. There we go. That's it. That's my mom's to-do list. It's pretty easy this weekend. Usually I have a bunch more.
Quite a bit.
What's that?
We were on that list quite a bit.
Yeah. You were on it twice.
Yeah, that's
good.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
Just stop.
All right, we'll be back with some of the crew, K-R-E-W. One more from Berlin Breaks. It is the Salt Lake Soundcheck here on K-Bear 101.
The Salt Lake Soundcheck.
Press 1.
Playing as many of the best local artists as we can until they kick us out.
Oh, come on, where's your balls?
On K-Bear 101.
To Hell With You from the crew right here on the Salt Lake Soundcheck, K-Bear 101. Jordan looked over like, what did I do when I said To Hell With You?
I wasn't even paying attention.
You're not even listening to me, are you? You're on the show. You're not listening to me at all.
No, I'm listening.
Okay.
How did we get here?
What the hell is he saying?
I'm all upset. We've got Berlin Breaks in the studio tonight. They're playing a show at the Pale Horse Sound Studios on Friday. That's around 1100 East and 1970 89. South. Yeah.
1989
South. Yeah. It's right across the street from Sugar House Pub, which is where I'll be before the show.
As will I. And promptly after as well. Berlin Breaks pre-party.
Yes. Yeah, for the show.
No pre-party. Maybe pre-party. Definitely after party.
Okay, after party. Okay. And after party also. So there we go.
So pre-party, after party, but some kind of pre-party.
So you guys have are working on songs. You're just going to let them just release them as they come, kind of a thing, right? And then maybe put together a record at the end of the year or something like that?
So we're releasing them digitally, all as singles, so that we can get them out there so that you can start listening to them. But there will be a tangible... physical thing that you can have in your hand at shows soon. So whether that ends up being a full album, whether that ends up being a double EP, whether that ends up being...
You don't know yet.
Well, we know, but we'll just see how that rolls out. But for now... For now...
It's a secret, right? You don't want to tell me anything if it's a secret.
So for now, you'll definitely talk about it on the air. Just pick them up digitally.
Especially if we don't know what's going on.
Especially when we're live on the air, right. You have a song, a kind of a newer song, a Burning Out, is that right? Is that what it's called?
Released that one last month.
No,
that was February.
February. Yeah,
it's like 12 days of Christmas, but it's hard to keep track of what the first gift was.
we're gonna play that song at the end of the show here. But you have another question from a text messenger.
Whoa.
What is your favorite band? I guess we go around and do which.
It's like asking who your favorite child is.
Well, you got to do it, man. You got to pick one band
now.
If you're on an island in the middle of nowhere, and you're stuck all your life there, what band would you be listening to? Oh, come on.
Okay, so, that's really, really rough. I kind of have a revolving door of favorite bands.
All right, two bands. I'll give you two bands.
That'll work.
Still just as difficult. Okay.
Right now, I can pick two that have been pretty heavy on the playlist right now, and it's been Counting Crows and 10 Years. So.
Oh, good. Yeah.
Kind of complete opposites, but
you picked those. You gotta live with those now, you
know, forever.
When you're on the island,
man. Think Muse, they're an all-time favorite.
Okay,
take anything by them. And then if I'm allowed the second,
yes, you are.
I'll take anyone like the first three Pumpkin albums.
Oh,
I'll maybe go up to 99 on them.
Okay,
with Machina. But
okay,
yeah,
so Smashing Pumpkins.
Early Pumpkins.
All right. Okay, Dustin, you're up.
We
gave you some chance to think about it.
And so all-time favorite.
Are you passing on the question?
No, all-time favorite band is Aerosmith.
Okay.
So probably all of Aerosmith. Uh-huh. And then lately it's been Rammstein.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're awesome.
Oh, they're so amazing.
You can't go wrong with that.
Never.
All right. Well, good.
Yeah.
Good question.
Yes.
Hard question.
It's a hard question to answer. That's why I asked it. Who do you want to say thanks to before we leave, before we say goodbye? Everybody.
Thanks to Greg from Pale Horse. Thanks to everybody from Zam Trip. Thanks to you and K-Bear.
All of our buddies and all the bands that we've played with lately. And Suzanne Summers. Pasha, we love you.
Okay.
Plus all the photographers that have rolled out and done a lot of work for us.
Literally everybody.
All right. Let's just cover everybody by saying everybody. All right.
Yeah.
Are you good with that, Brandon?
Oh, I'll give a shout out to everybody that's coming out to the shows, ladies that support us late nights. And then
your parents.
My parents, definitely. They're out there kicking it at every show, slinging merch.
For sure, yes.
So
and
they're part of the
thank
train.
You, Corky.
They are part of it. Thank you. Thank you for thanking me.
Thank you.
I appreciate you.
I did that first.
Yeah, he did. He did, but you didn't hear it. You were
Thunder.
Too busy thinking about your
thinking,
third band that you can bring with you.
I was thinking the half-horse narwhal.
Yeah, it's the Centaur. 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 So whatever. How do you say that? Centaur. Anyway. I got to thank Outlaw Distillery for being our sponsor of the Salt Lake Soundcheck. 552 West, 8360 South. Go pick it yourself some up. go pick it yourself some up. Go pick some of yourself up and go get there and get some more of that.
Just hold a sign that says, I suck.
They got white whiskey, bourbon whiskey, moonshine rum, spiced rum, and coffee rum. Tastings and tours are Tuesday through Saturday, so go check that out. We've got Burning Out, brand new from Berlin Breaks right here on the Salt Lake Soundcheck. Let's see you guys Friday night. Support local music. Continue to do so, and we love you, right?
We love you. Cheers.
All right. There it is, Berlin Breaks, Burning Out on the Salt Lake Soundcheck. Thanks for listening, K-Bear 101.
City Provo.
K-Bear 101, Utah's rock station.